The old courthouse and city hall annex on Bay Street are getting knocked down, and the process to replace them is beginning this week. A Downtown Investment Authority committee will meet to rate the various plans that have been submitted for convention centers. Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton has the details. That's this week's business brief. David, what is happening this week?
The city just unsealed bids for three development companies who are looking to build a new convention center, a hotel, and a parking garage there where these old vacant buildings now stand. The city earlier in the summer asked companies to give them their best shot at building a convention center, a hotel, and a parking garage. And so now we see these visions. They range from a $430 million project to one project that will be well over $700 million if it ever comes to fruition. All three of these companies seem to have responded to the amount of square footage that's necessary for a convention center. All of them include at least a 350 to 400 room hotel with different restaurants included, an 1800 parking space parking garage, and a convention center with at least 200,000 square feet of space. Now, I know all those numbers sound very big, but this is actually very conservative when you think of other convention centers in the Southeast. And in fact, one of these proposals, the one from Jacobs Engineering, is going to be much bigger than that. It's a $700 million project that would include multiple restaurants. This development company is actually affiliated with the same company that owns the Hyatt downtown. So there would be some synergy, some connectivity between that hotel and whatever hotel flag they present.
So we have these three bids that are the official responses to what the city was asking for on this site. Now, of course, we have a couple of kind of wild card bids. There's a mixed use bid also for the same property. Shad Khan wants to build the convention center down the street in Metro Park. But this week, starting tomorrow, actually, there's a group that's going to be just looking at these three things?
Yes, there's an evaluation committee. It's made up of three members, and they're going to score these bids based on the requirements the city asked these developers to present. Things like, how are they going to finance this? What type of incentives are they looking for from the city? And does it meet the specs? Is there enough convention space? Is there enough meeting rooms? Are there enough hotel rooms? And then from there, at the September 19th Downtown Investment Authority board meeting, they'll present these scores. The committee will give its recommendation based on those scores. And then it's anybody's guess from there.
So once they pick whichever one of these is the best, what happens to those other ones that are floating out there?
Well, the DIA certainly has a lot of work ahead of it in that they have to weigh the winner of this bid versus what could be at that site. The common denominator between the convention bids that are going to be reviewed this week and the other two concepts that we've seen are Rimrock, Devlin, DiBartolo Development Group. They have submitted bids for all three of these ideas. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about their mixed-use deal with apartments and a hotel and restaurants for that site. Well, that's because they're the ones who are partnering with Shad Khan to build a convention center next door to the studios here at Metro Park. So they've offered three different types of visions, and I think the DIA is going to have a lot of work cut out for them in that they're going to have to not only weigh what is the best use for that site over there, but what is the best use for this property over here. Either way, Jessica, there's going to be vacant property on Bay Street in about 6 to 7 months when they actually start really tearing these structures down. Once that happens, I think there's not going to be an appetite from the public to just leave it vacant.
Jacksonville already has a convention center. Why are we not talking about the Prime Osborne anymore?
The Prime Osborne Convention Center is too small. That is coming from Visit Jacksonville. That's coming from all of the other major tourism groups and also from feedback they've received. It's not keeping up with our neighbors here in the Southeast and across the country. The city of Jacksonville is missing out on conventions because of that, to Orlando, to even Daytona. And so the city recognizes that, even though a study said maybe we're not quite ready for that next step, they're certainly pursuing it.
All right. Nobody wants to be second to Daytona. That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.